moving on. Fiona Flynn is TV editor for entertainment.ie, and she's joining us now to take a quick look at what is worth your time on the big and the small screen this month. And I presume, first of all, Fiona, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And secondly, I presume it's Game of Thrones.
It is a bit Game of Thrones-y this month, yeah. We've been a long time waiting for this, and there's a lot more on other than Game of Thrones.
Okay, tell me.
Game of Thrones is the biggest. It's back on April 15th. We've been a year and almost 2 years waiting for this final season. It's 6 episodes long, some of which are feature length. It's set to feature...
Which is
about maybe an hour and a half long. Kind of, you're talking basically like a movie, really.
Right, you have to hand over your life, in other words.
You do a bit for this. Anyone who hasn't watched it yet, it's only 6 episodes left, but for anyone that has yet to watch it...
Me.
I would really...
Not one episode.
Me either.
Yeah. There are so many people out there watching it. We're all coming out of the woodwork now. That's right.
Well, I think the problem was, if you didn't get in at the very beginning, you kind of felt you'd missed the boat.
I know, that's what box sets are for, Mary. Now this TV, all the rest of it, you can catch up.
I will admit to you that I didn't start watching it until the beginning of season 4. And I crammed in 3 seasons of it in about 3 weeks. And I was someone who did not have any interest in medieval fantasy shows at all.
Right.
And about 5 episodes in, I was hooked. So for anyone who has yet to watch it, I would recommend leaving it off until the summer, until all the spoilers are gone and you have a right treat in store.
Okay. Okay, that's advice to all of you.
Leave it till June. But for anyone who has yet to, is waiting for it, it's a big, exciting month.
Okay, moving on.
So movie-wise, Avengers Endgame is the biggest release of this month. So it's a funny month in that it's very much fantasy-driven in terms of movie and TV shows. But this is a very anticipated movie as well. The last Avengers movie ended on one of the biggest cliffhangers in movie history. So any of the fans of the Avengers series are going to be highly anticipating this movie release. It's out on the 25th of April. We're actually in Ireland. We're getting it a day before anyone else. So that's very exciting. And it will finish the cliffhanger. I don't really want to say what it is because anyone who mightn't have caught up yet, but essentially, well, I'll say it now, they've had plenty of time to tune out. About half the characters were wiped out in the
spoiler. Spoiler alert.
They knew. It's a year. There's a certain period of time where I think you can say it.
Only half.
About half, yeah. So now there's essentially this mad drive to undo what this bad guy Thanos has done. So that's Avengers and Game of Thrones, but I'll move off from the fantasy stuff for anyone who doesn't like that. And another big TV show returning this week is Killing Eve season 2. I don't know if any of you guys are fans. Yes.
I finally got one. Yes, I watched that.
This is a very big show. It stars Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh. It's a kind of cat and mouse game between an MI5 agent and a deadly assassin. It's written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who stars and writes Fleabag, if anyone's watching on BBC at the moment. Another incredible, incredible series. The finale of that's on Monday. But she doesn't star in Killing Eve. She writes it. So it's sort of this darkly comic cat and mouse thriller, as I said, between these two that really kind of escalates in their obsession with each other as season 1 goes on. Season 2 picks up about 30 seconds after season 1 ends, and it's set to go all across Europe. It's a fantastic show, and it's so well written and so sharp. It's really worth getting
into. You're clearly enjoying it.
Oh, I'm such a fan. Yeah. Just a good old, I don't want to say murder mystery. There's no mystery. It's just a lot of murder.
Yeah, it's a good old thriller,
weird,
I'd say.
Okie doke. You mentioned Fleabags. Is that...
That's on BBC. It's on Monday nights now. It's the final ever episode tomorrow night. So, that's definitely one that's worth going back to. Unfortunately, we don't have the BBC player. So, if you can find it in any way, shape, or form, or you can get the box set of it, I would recommend.
Are you suggesting people do something illegal?
Absolutely not. That would be horrendous.
Absolutely. Now, The Victim
kicks off on BBC One tomorrow night, and it's doing what a lot of TV channels are starting to do now, is showing each episode 4 nights in a row. So it starts off on Monday. It stars John Hannah, who for me will always be the guy from Sliding Doors and Four Weddings and a Funeral, a very well-established British actor beyond that, of course, and Kelly MacDonald. And it's basically the first episode kicks off with a trial, and the trial is about it's an ordinary man who is a victim of assault when he's named online as this notorious child killer. So the show itself, it looks at the kind of version from the plaintiff and the accused, but it also kind of looks at this idea of trial by social media and how that can escalate, and how there's sort of the trial by social media and the actual trial. I think it's going to be really, really good, and it's perfect night in viewing for the next 4 nights.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
to explore it, doesn't it? And it's on for how many nights?
4 nights in a row on BBC One.
Yeah, so that's another commitment.
Yeah.
And I am worthy to take it
I think
on.
We're in a golden era or age of TV shows.
There really is. It used to just be one or two a month. Phenomenal. Now it's like, you know, the list here.
It's one a week nearly.
It's one a week, yeah. Same with Netflix.
I give my students more TV recommendations than books. I was like, guys, what are you doing? They're like, we're reading for your class. I'm like, oh, fine. But, like, please watch this also. Like, yeah.
Now, David Attenborough, I just think he's an amazing human being. But anyway, and the funny thing is that the Beeb have stuck with him. I mean, the man is in his 90s now.
Yes.
And they do not patronise him and they do not do anything. And he does fabulous work.
Yes, he really does. But now he's abandoned his BBC for Netflix for this new series,
goodness.
Our Planet.
Yeah.
And initially, you know, there was a bit of scepticism about, like, why would he leave the BBC? But he has made his point that with Netflix, you can access up to 1 billion viewers in one instant. And his idea with this documentary is very much to get across just how much damage that the world is doing to the environment. You know, I mean, the opening speech he gives is that, you know, in one human lifetime, the population has doubled and we've wiped out about 60% of our wildlife. So it's sort of, it's really hamming in on just how much damage we're doing, but also it's got a lot of hope in it as well. It's about how we can repair it and how, you know, we can work together to undo the damage, but that we all have to kind of wake up and realize that there is damage being done to a lot of important wildlife.
Because not everybody believes that yet. No. I mean, you still have.
Trump doesn't help neither.
He helps nothing.
Many more like him. Many more like him.
But I mean, he carries such moral clout, as part from doing what he does brilliantly.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think him doing something like this will actually have a big impact on people. Because people went mad for his Blue Planet shows. And they're visually stunning. I mean, this show, it's set across 50 different countries. There's about 600 crew members that have worked on it. It was worked on for 4 years.
It's really high-end of high-end television.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and what you get to see in it, how the up-close shots with some of the wildlife, it's truly incredible. So whether you believe in climate change or any of it, it's still a really entertaining show.
And informative. Mm. Last one, You versus Wild.
Yes. So I don't know if anyone watched Bandersnatch on Netflix over the Christmas. Basically, Bandersnatch was Netflix's first interactive TV series, which kind of follows the concept of if you were a kid and you read those books, the Choose Your Own Adventure, where you could, you know, get to a certain point in the story and then if you wanted to, you could go to page 18 and your character would go on a different adventure. This interactive series is basically like that, but, you know, in a more technical way. So Bandersnatch was a Black Mirror episode. Mm-hmm. This is a Bear Grylls episode. So it's him going off on an adventure and you can decide what he does. So it's Bear Grylls on top of a mountain. Does he climb to the top where there's a tiger waiting or does he go back down to the bottom where there might be a ravine or something, you know? You can't kill Bear Grylls at any point, just in case anyone thinks they can. But you can make his decisions and essentially choose your own Bear Grylls
adventure. You can make him suffer, though. That's the
I feel like he suffers no matter what he does, poor fella.
Like Tiger and the Ravine.
Would age group for that?
Age group, I'd say that would work across all age groups. Even kids can get involved as well, as long as there's nothing too too gruesome. But I think with the Bear Grylls show,
well, kids do love gruesome.
I know, I mean, it's kid friendly. I think it's one for everyone. You versus Wild.
Right. Okay. Now there were ones. Is there any major one that I didn't get to? Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent came back last night. Yeah, and we've got the Ireland's Got Talent final tonight. For anyone that's been watching that.
Okay, do you watch much television?
I have to watch an awful lot of television, I will admit to you.
Is there a time off then just going sitting in the garden and looking at the sky?
Yeah. Is there a sky out there? A lot
what
of TV.
What sky are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listen, we'll have to leave it there at this point. And I'd like to say thank you very, very much to everybody who contributed to the programme. But that's all we've time for today.